Macmillan Audio presents You Don't Have to Be a Shark by Robert Herjavec with John Lawrence Reynolds. Read for you by Robert Herjavec.
For Brendan, Sky, and Caprice, may joy and laughter fill your days. I love you with all my heart. And for Kim, who danced into my life to fill it with love, warmth, and hope, I love you. Chapter 1. Learning New Steps on a Different Floor. The most common career advice American children hear from their parents is, "You can be anything you want to be," inevitably followed by, "if you try hard enough." Don't take it literally. Nobody should. Eventually, we all encounter limits on our dreams. One of the most popular sayings used on Shark Tank is, "A goal without a timeline is just a dream." Some limits are imposed on us by physical qualities. Example, never tell a sumo wrestler he can become a jockey. Others are situational, or as simple as geography. It's difficult to become a world-class skier unless you live near snow. And some are self-imposed, when we don't try hard enough to make our dreams come true. The path we all follow towards success, no matter how we define it, is never as easy as just try hard enough. It never was. Things are not and have never been that simple, yet one of the biggest obstacles we all encounter in this journey is easily defined and, despite all we may believe, something we can all learn to handle. It's selling. Selling your services or product, selling your dreams to others, and even selling yourself to yourself, which for some people can be the hardest job of all. You believe you can be anything you want to be? Good luck. But win or lose at that game, the skill you need more than any other is understanding the basics of selling and appreciating all the ways you will benefit from it, all through life. No matter what you want to achieve or who you want to become, the ability to sell anything, including yourself, is one of the most rewarding talents to acquire in life. Why? Because it is universal. It is difficult to imagine any aspect of life that would not benefit from knowing and practicing the skills of making a sale. It's easy to see the importance of sales either when standing behind a retail counter or pitching a billion-dollar sale of aircraft to the Pentagon. But it's more than that. Sales jobs are pervasive in almost every kind of work you can name. You cannot be an effective CEO if you can't sell your company, not just to customers and shareholders, but to your staff as well. Those you currently employ and those you hope to employ. It's also hard to be a great engineer if you can't sell your project to investors for funding. And trust me, it's impossible to make a successful pitch to the sharks if you can't first sell yourself to us. Selling is not just an essential part of business. It's also essential in personal relationships, all the way back to teenage years. You need to sell yourself on a date and sell your parents on the idea of giving you the keys to the car. Eventually, you are selling your abilities as an employee when you have your first job interview, and every job interview after that. So selling is the basis of any relationship, personal and business. Don't believe me? Watch any episode of Shark Tank and think about the sales job that is happening, or too often, not happening. When someone who hopes to persuade us to hand them $100,000 can't come up with the information we need on sales figures or market size or competitive situation, it's a deal breaker in most situations. Many of them get slammed for not being prepared, no matter how promising their idea may be. In other cases, however, we sharks may actually help them along, suggesting the things we need to know, trying to move toward a deal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?